picky writing. On the way, the angry mob was unusually nice, and the feeling passing through the crowd.
I'm litigation against the U.S. government is tied up, and it's been held up over the Justice Department's insistence that airing this case in court could jeopardize national security. Does there seem to be a ring around the rosy here? The government under both the Bush administration and the Obama administration has been stonewalling these cases. There's a, I don't know if they're called the Electronic Frontier Foundation, that represents the consumers who filed these lawsuits against the government. They've also filed a related lawsuit seeking the Justice Department's legal interpretation of the law. The government is apparently relying on this law to collect all this data from you. The Director of National Intelligence urged U.S. District Judge Jeffrey White to throw out the remaining lawsuit. And so here we stand, except on Friday, federal prosecutors asked the judge to delay making any decision until it could report back to the court next month what the latest disclosures that have come out as a result of Snowden may mean. Is that all pretty technical, or everybody pretty much understands that, right? Is there anything, Kenny, in that that sort of brings us up to date with the lawsuit? Mr. Klein said the allegations that the government was accessing social media sites like Facebook and Twitter, the big Google and Yahoo, that sort of thing. The government is intruding in places that they ought not to be. And so all of this stuff gets our attention, and where does it go? What do we do about it? Do we just get ticked off and let the firestorm sort of subside? Is that what happens? Do you feel like you personally would like to sue the government? Would you sue the government? Have you been involved in a case like that, Kenny?
I have not, no.
Would you?
I don't know. It would depend on the circumstances.
888-302-3684. Things are getting out of hand, and there are fewer and fewer conversation radio programs like this. Stations opting to go to sports because it doesn't have any controversy attached to it, and the advertisers are happy. That's what's happened as a result of the confrontation and some of the controversy on radio programs. Not this program is named at controversy, just aimed at telling you what's going on. But a lot of them that are getting thrown away because people that are running stations don't want to lose their advertising revenue.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Mm-hmm.
from last night's edition of The Voice. Fall Out Boy opening the show with Michelle Chamuel. Is that how we pronounce your name? I think Chamuel. They have a new song. Is it Chamuel? Chamuel? Chamuel, I think. Jennifer said. Am I right or not? Gotta give me
that,
the thumbs
that
up.
That sounds right.
Yeah, right.
I think that's what she said.
All right, so we'll take it for what it's worth. Anyway, I don't know who Fall Out Boy is. Should I know who Fall Out Boy is? Michael, you're the font of knowledge when it comes to these singers.
I would say they're a band.
A band, okay.
They are a band.
They are, okay. So we got that. Light 'em up, anyway, the song. I promise to learn more about these. Actually, some of this stuff on The Voice is pretty good this year. So a little musical interlude here, as often is the case, especially at this time in each hour of the Good Day program. And now back to you in the studio, as Jeff likes to say. The focus on the NSA and the leaks, the lawsuits, and the discussion and debate in general on a lot of News Talk radio stations, which Kenny is monitoring, and that's how we put this hour of the program together, to sort of give you an idea, a heads up, if you will, thumb on the button of controversy. Here is host Barry Young along with Michelle Larson talking about this debate, hero or hemorrhoid.
John Boehner came right out and called him a traitor. And the Wikipedia entry, see, and was, we were talking about this as the just before the show began. Michelle and I are talking about this, you know. Which one is he? Is he an American hero or is he a traitor? Because, you know, it took the crowd, I don't know what you call these people. We know they're usually in their early 20s. They're part of sort of internet, I don't believe in any laws. There should be no rules regarding the internet. They call them the open source anarchists. They think everything should be free online, and it took them no time to get somebody to get on the Wikipedia, which had 24 hours ago, 48 hours ago, it had no entry for Edward Snowden. And then it did. And the opening line was, Edward Snowden, an American hero, without any substantiation to it. Now,
well, if they'd put, you know, American hero question mark.
Yeah, well.
This is because that's really the way it stands right now. In this group you're talking about, they might as well be singing the chorus of Where Have All the Protests Gone? Because they don't understand why we're not out wild in the streets for open internet and unprotected everything. They're making fools of themselves.
And you're right. Nevertheless, it took them, I'm thinking, maybe 20 or 30 minutes because, you know, Wikipedia, anybody can edit Wikipedia, and everybody does.
We know. We do that to you all the time.
I know. Well, now I don't even have an interest. Somebody came in and edited mine out of existence like I really care. But at any rate, they got that off, this business of him being an American hero. That went down pretty quickly, because there was no substantiation to it. And Boehner comes out and actually says it yesterday, that the guy is a traitor who put Americans at risk by releasing classified information to the media.
Well, I think Mike Rogers, I'm sorry, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, House Intelligence Committee, has all said the same thing. He should be prosecuted.
Right.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. The cruise industry has taken a public relations beating lately, especially with some incidents aboard Carnival cruise ships. Now, the cruise industry has announced its first passenger bill of rights. Under that new bill, if you get sick on board, the cruise line is now required to provide full-time emergency medical attention until you can get on shore. But remember, cruises only have so much medical equipment on board. You also have the right to a refund if the trip is canceled because of mechanical failures. And, according to the new Bill of Rights, if there's a major problem and the ship can't provide access to food, restrooms, or medical care, you can disembark the ship when it docks. Now, I understand that these passenger rights are meant to offer protocols for worst-case scenarios. But what about preventing the worst from happening in the first place? And the first place I'd start are the policies cruise lines now have in place for refunding your money if you decide to cancel your cruise. And most of the time, you get nothing back. Now, those are passenger rights I'd like to see. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Men of Camp Old Navy, this weekend only, it's the Great Guy Sale, and summer shopping has never been easier. This morning, load up on half-off men's polos at the Lodge. They're better than breakfast. Then, hike in search of half-off graphic tees. Later on, dive in for half-off men's swimwear. So up and at them, guys. These deals won't last long. Hurry into the Old Navy Great Guy Sale. Hundreds of items on sale now through Wednesday, plus half-off men's polos, swimwear, and famous graphic tees this weekend only. Valid June 2nd through June 19th.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Three at the hour now. on the Good Day program's Wednesday. And let's get back to the issue. This is this week's issue, and although many hours and many programs have been devoted to this, we've sort of summarized and put together a lot of different talk hosts' point of view. The man who blew the whistle, Edward Snowden, let go from his consulting company for violations of the firm's code of ethics. Wow! I bet he never saw that coming. Really? Hmm. Anyway, he was hiding out in Hong Kong. Now his whereabouts unknown. Russia said it would consider an asylum request by him. Meanwhile, the blog purportedly written by his girlfriend says that she is feeling alone and adrift. Really? Huh. She's an acrobatic pole performer. What is an acrobatic pole performer?
Pole dancer.
Yeah, a former ballet dancer. My world has opened and closed all at once, leaving me lost at sea without a compass. She moved to Hawaii to be with him, and now doesn't know where he is. Anyway, here's a radio host. There's a few late night jokes right there, I'm thinking. Here's Joe Pagliarulo talking to a reporter named Todd Starnes about the problem many have with Snowden because of the way he chose to go about leaking the information.
When it comes to this whistleblower guy, the NSA leak guy, I'm glad to know that we're exposing the fact that our privacy has been thrown out the window, that the Fourth Amendment hasn't meant anything for a long time, and we just get more proof of that. I hate that he ran to Hong Kong and that he's hiding in a communist country that would love to prove to the world that we're not the free, liberated country that we once thought we were. I would like to see the guy come here and do it on the morning talk shows and then take all the heat that he could possibly take for it and maybe affect real change. He looks like a coward by running away. What are your thoughts on this whole thing?
No, I agree with you, Joe. I think he is a coward for running away. And look, some people are calling him a hero. Others are calling him a traitor. And my thought on this is we've got to protect our secrets. If you are entrusted with national security secrets, it is your responsibility. It is your obligation to protect those secrets. Now, the challenge here is what to do with this guy once they find him. I'm just shocked that the NSA can't seem to check his Facebook status update to find out where the guy is.
He tweeted out, "I'm still in Hong Kong. Love to Mom."
By the way, Joe,
yeah.
The guy is a high school dropout. He doesn't even have a high school diploma. How did he get this job in the first place?
Well, he gets a job where he's got, I mean, he said in this video, and if you believe him, and I tend to, he could attract any one of us at any given time for any reason he wanted to. Everything, what we said, where we were, who we dialed, who we didn't dial, who we were tweeting. I mean, every single thing in our lives is under the scrutiny of the federal government. And as much as this guy, I think, is doing the wrong thing by exposing our secrets, he at the same time is doing the right thing by letting us all in on the fact that we have no privacy. How do we affect change when we've got Republicans and Democrats joining together to say this is the right thing to do? Listen, I interviewed Mike Rogers 13 years ago, and I've interviewed him a million times. I did television in Michigan a long time ago. He's a great guy. He's a smart guy, former FBI agent. He's the House Intelligence Committee chair who now says this was okay because we saved you all from a terrorist attack because we were doing this. I don't like the sea change in Washington because it's going to be really hard to get that privacy back now.
It certainly is, and I was one of the few flaming right-wing conservatives who was adamantly opposed to the Patriot Act. Again, this is what happens when you shove legislation through Congress without even bothering to read it. We live in a society, quite frankly, Joe, that does not cherish privacy anymore. Everybody is up in everybody else's business. So in a way, maybe we're getting what we deserve, knowing that the federal government's been spying on us, that they've been that they know our deepest, darkest secrets. At the end of the day, if we're going to facilitate that change, it's going to take an uprising of the people to demand that. Because as you said, both Democrats and Republicans seem to be aligned on this particular issue.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. Here's an email from David Ludwick, who says, first, these are more important things than Mr. Snowden. I would like to think I have missed hearing news about Sergeant Bowie Bergdahl, Bergdahl was captured by the Taliban the 30th of July in 2009, and I haven't heard anything about him. I confess I have not spoken up like I should have as a fellow American. He is languishing now in captivity, so I hope to hear more about him, and I hope you will join me in keeping his memory alive toward his liberation and return home. As I read that, I was wondering how much of that, I haven't even thought about these people. There was a lot of attention focused on the POWs and the missing in action people in Iraq. But has that been the case in Afghanistan, Ken? Is there a big organization that is trying to find out more about the POWs, the MIAs in Afghanistan?
I haven't heard a thing about it.
Mm-hmm. I think I happened to be home early enough last night to watch NCIS. And that was basically the core or the fate of a Marine who got killed in Afghanistan along the Pakistani border. And I think about all of these people that we've talked a lot about that were in Iraq. I don't know that there's been any real focus. How many men and women are missing in Afghanistan? Anybody know the answer to that? 888-302-3684. Anyway, this fellow who wrote me wrote that because he was concerned about all the attention being given to Mr. Snowden. He said, in regard to him, I feel that some of those who hailed Daniel Ellsberg for releasing the Pentagon Papers are sore in their rear end, so to speak, because the shoe is on the other foot. As for those who say he should have worked with the system to report the abuses, here's Sybil Edmonds, who did and was hammered. She was hired as a translator by the FBI after September 11th and fired in March of 2002 for supposedly doing shoddy work and security breaches to her supervisors. She said that the information she had was that her supervisors could have prevented the attacks. Do you remember her? I sort of vaguely do now. People get fired, but she was the first one because she said, wait a minute, I got all this information here that shows that we knew what was going on. And she got fired. So Snowden was left with no choice other than to do what he did, it would seem, because we have a lot of information that suggests there are a lot of things that have happened. Benghazi is one of them, right? Could have prevented that. I remember a candidate, Senator Obama, speaking out against the abuses of the Bush administration. And he was going to direct the Attorney General to clean up things, yeah. Hope and change. Remember all that? I remember. Hope and change. All right, so the poll, we've run this for the second day in a row because there are so many people who want to chime in on this. So the poll is about Edward Snowden, whether you think he's a hero or a traitor. At one point during the day yesterday, somebody quipped, hero or hemorrhoid. And that seems to have stuck. So that's he's either a hero or a traitor or a hero or a hemorrhoid. You can tell us the story also of Lindsay Mills, his girlfriend, the Snowden girlfriend, is told in detail in a story that's up at DougStephan.com. Continuing on now with some of the conversation from radio programs, here is host Scott Hannon with Steve Bacon talking to NSA Director General Michael Hayden, he's the former NSA Director, about the surveillance program that's in the focus now and whether the information we're getting is right or not in the news media.
The vast majority of our audience is outraged over this, and I've been pretty much a piñata. In which I've said, look, I don't have a problem if the lawful use of this program is there. I think what's causing so much consternation is, of course, so many other misuses and missteps by the administration and the IRS thing and reporters' emails being tracked. But let's talk first about the program. What can you tell us about it as someone that previously supervised it?
Yeah, and I actually can tell you a fair amount about it because a lot of it has been declassified over the past 4 or 5 days, some intentionally, some not. But there's a lot out there in the public domain now. And by the way, I understand your viewers' outrage about this, as you described it. And if some of the things they're reading in the press were true, I'd be outraged about this as well. But that's the issue. This is being badly handled in the public domain, by the way, in which many are trying to explain this program. So You've got two programs. One has to do with telephone calls, and it's not the content of the call, as you pointed out. It's just the fact of the call. And so it's clear, based upon that FISA court order that was revealed, that American telecoms are giving NSA what you and I would call their billing records. And this is not NSA with alligator clips on any wire out there. They're just getting from these companies the billing records, the activities of calls, that these companies record in any event for their own purposes. Now, these things go into NSA, they get stored, they do not get touched until you have a legitimate question to ask that database, a legitimate question tied to terrorism. So we go through a Al-Qaeda safe house in Yemen. We roll up a bunch of folks. We grab a cell phone. The pocket litter from that person tells us he's engaged in terrorist activities. We've got the cell phone. It's the first time we've ever had that phone. We then go into that database and simply say, and those billions of records out there, do any of those records show a connection to this cell phone? And we ask the database that question. And if the answer is yes, this phone here seems to routinely be called by that phone in Yemen, we also get the right to ask the question, okay, does that phone, the one in the United States, what's its calling pattern? Who does it call? At that point, you're done. At that point, you can't do anything more with that information. You can't do anything more against that now suspect American phone without going back to the court for a warrant. That's all that is.
888-302-3684. Your calls on the NSA and this continuing focus on the problems. Do you trust the government? Some of the things that are on the minds of you and fellow listeners to radio programs around the country. Up next here on Good Day.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
So, kids, how was your day? Polo shirt, how about you?
My name's Brian.
Oh, Tessie. Golf bag? Do you upset your little brother?
Stop calling me golf bag!
Honey, you have to stop calling them by the Father's Day presents you want from Kmart.
You're right, I'll stop. Sorry, Grill.
You did not just call me Grill.
Jill, I meant Jill.
Kmart has everything you need for a great Father's Day, including surprise points for members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 5:30. Points expire 6:15 and vary by status and other factors.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
This morning, I exercised, showered, ate breakfast, and walked two dogs, all before work. It's been a typical day for me. That's why I wear Hanes X-Temp t-shirts, socks, and underwear, because X-Temp has moisture-wicking and cooling properties that adapt to my body's temperature and activity level to keep me dry and comfortable all day long. And now, Walmart has Hanes X-Temp tees and Boxer Brief 3+1 bonus packs for just $12.96. So bring a little comfort to your crazy day with Hanes X-Temp. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Are you ready to get away this summer? Then stay at America's Best Value Inn. And you might find yourself playing in Las Vegas. Join our Value Club for the chance to win monthly travel prizes or the grand prize. A four-night VIP stay at the D Las Vegas, a Lexington Legacy Hotel on famous Fremont Street. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com and get away, stay, and play this summer.
Hey, new kid.
you need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall Systems. Love them. Honeywell, recommended for safety, trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Wednesday morning. The focus on the NSA pretty much taking us the whole hour because of all the twists and turns here. The folks who are writing about this, apparently the NSA, among other things, has a problem now worrying about who they can trust that's working for them. I'd say that would be a, that'd be a good concern to have, right? When you're trying to keep secrets, who's capable of keeping a secret? Let's listen to this call from Charlie in New Jersey, who thinks everybody ought to be outraged about this program.
This whole situation is overblown. The terrorist threat or whatever they have thought stop with this type of metadata gathering. I don't know what the situation is, like how many did they really stop. It seems like most of these situations are stopped with normal police procedures. It's ridiculous. And then I look and see back years ago when the Congressman Harmon, they listened in on her phone calls and emails. I can't see how come Congress isn't upset about this, and there should be a outcry. I think the threat of terrorism, nobody says nothing about the gun violence in this country, but boy, if somebody happens like in Benghazi to volunteer to do that job, they're up in arms. It's ridiculous. I don't like people listening to my phone calls and my emails or what I'm doing. Every American should be up in arm about this.
Yes, I believe you are correct, sir. So the opportunity to express yourself is underscored here. The outrage, probably, it seems like we've had this wall to wall, and maybe it'll calm down for the rest of, well, calm down for the rest of the week, but not be so much of our focus. But as for today, more of your calls on this coming up here.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Doug Steffens Good Day program. A lot of things that are happening in the course of a day are part of our surveillance. Some of the things that we produce for you, for example, on our website at DougStephan.com are serious. Some are pretty silly, but they're all worth a little of your time. This discussion is worth a great deal of time and thought and effort, and thus we continue with some of your calls at 888-302-3684. We're talking about, obviously, as you hear, the context of pretty much conversation everywhere, what people think about the NSA. Do we trust the government? Edward Snowden, is he a hero or not? Here's Matthew in Maryland, happy that Senator Rand Paul is trying to initiate a lawsuit here.
I think in general what, you know, this whole thing that Rand Paul's trying to do and others, is, you know, even if that lawsuit just fails on its face, it's still worth doing in terms of attempting to awaken the American people to the fact that this government's got to get smaller. It has to get smaller. It's too big and it's too strong and it knows too much about you. And if you ever want to speak up about them, could you imagine an abolitionist movement against a pro-slavery government trying to turn the country around and say a lot of very offensive and upsetting things? And the government has every piece of information that it has now on each one of those abolitionists. It's very hard to stand up and speak truth to power, especially when power has every piece of truth about you.
All right. Interesting, the conversation, if I may shuttle back for a moment. Kenny, we were talking about, is it Bowie? I think it's Bergdahl is his last name. I'm not sure. He's prisoner of war. Bowie is, I believe, his first name. And the fellow that sent me the email was concerned that nobody is talking about him as prisoner of war. Meanwhile, I was spending a lot of time talking about Mr. Snowden. And then the family, it appears, of the prisoner, that, by the way, has been in captivity for 4 years now, has received a letter that it says was written by him. He's an Army sergeant from Haley, Idaho. He disappeared from his base in Afghanistan June 30th, 2009, being held in Pakistan. So people believe his mother and father issued a statement saying that they've received a letter they were confident was written by their son. And the story that I've seen here goes on to explain what the statement said. Letter delivered through the International Committee of the Red Cross gives them hope that their son is doing okay under the circumstances. Our family is greatly relieved and encouraged by this letter, they wrote. They did not release excerpts from the letter or details of its content. See, that's the and the government has to, doesn't the government get involved in these sorts of letters when they come back? If they go to the Red Cross sends them, don't they send them to the government so the government can clean them up or make sure there's nothing in the letter that they don't want to have public? Is that what happens with these letters? Anybody know, Kenny?
Perhaps. I don't know. I'm assuming that most of the stuff goes through some kind of government.
Yeah, some kind of filter. Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, I wanted to give you an update on this fellow. There are pictures of him. There's a photo of him released by the Taliban a couple of years, I think 3 years ago, showing that at least he appears to be okay. So that's at least follow-up, and I think that the person listening made a good point. Thank you for calling that to our attention. 888-302-3684. Here's Lee in Georgia on the NSA.
I was just listening to a lot of these people talking about the surveillance, you know, and it's been going on for years, and while all of a sudden, just because we have a Democrat in the White House, it's such a big uproar. Because one thing about it, he's neither white or black. And for me, I vote for the best man anyway. You know, I vote for the best person that I think capable of doing the job, you know. I voted for Clinton, you know, because I figured he was capable of doing the job. But we need the surveillance. Because if you ain't got nothing to hide,
you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, nonsense. I'm so sick of listening to people say that. Oy. Here's James in Georgia to finish off the conversation.
You know, I feel like this is a real slippery slope. But what these people are arguing is this. They're arguing that anybody in the NSA and in the intelligence community should be able to reveal the secrets of the United States government to keep us safe because they simply think so. This is ludicrous and crazy. If you really think about this guy, he's probably the one who's been selling these secrets to China, the drones, and revealing all these leaks and things. You have 850,000 workers who work for the NSA and intelligence agencies. This is a question you should ask. Should each one of these people be allowed to reveal what they want simply because they want to?
Interesting. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.